This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports on attacks in Russian-occupied regions of Ukraine that have resulted in nearly 30 deaths.
Russia installed officials in the partially occupied Ukrainian regions of Kherson and Luhansk said Ukrainian attacks left around 28 people dead and injured more. This happened as Russia and Ukraine continued to exchange drone attacks overnight. Moscow-backed Governor Vladimir Saldo claimed that Ukrainian forces had deliberately made a repeat strike to create greater numbers of casualties. Ukraine did not comment on either assault. Meanwhile, Ukraine launched drones across the Russian territory, with Russia's defense ministry reporting 25 drones destroyed over the southern and western regions and Crimea. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Israel has carried out its largest hostage rescue operation since the latest war with Hamas began on October 7th. Four hostages were freed, and the military says they're well. Meanwhile, a health official says at least 210 Palestinians, including children, have been killed amid Israel's heavy air and ground assault in central Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the fighting will continue until all the hostages are freed. Pro-Palestinian activists demanding an end to the war in Gaza and to American support for Israel protested outside the White House and marched through parts of Washington, D.C. Saturday. Advocacy and activist groups like Code Pink and the Council on American-Islamic Relations said Friday that a demonstration was planned for Saturday, marking 8 months of Israel's war in Gaza that has killed tens of thousands while causing a humanitarian crisis with widespread hunger and a